podcast contains horror elements some listeners might find disturbing.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hello. Is that a good way to start this sort of thing? I've never really recorded myself before, but I suppose hello is the best way to start anything, you know? My name is Elijah, and... Sorry in advance, you may hear noises like that. My new housemate is trying to... adjust. We've all been adjusting. About 3 months ago, my parents died. It was also sudden. I was living in Los Angeles at the time when I got the call. It turns out they left me everything, including their house out here. Here being Cow Creek, Wisconsin, the shittiest little town this side of the Mississippi, in my opinion anyway. I know. That might sound biased coming from someone who used to live in a big city. Moving to a small town like this with less conveniences at your fingertip might sound like a bad thing, but it's really not because of that. There's a sort of darkness in this town. One that I can't begin to fully describe. And no one else is talking about it. It's like they don't see it. Don't feel it. But it's here, and I know it is, because a few days ago, it was in my walls.
And that was a piece by our very own Dan Zeggin. I'm your host, Mickey Moon, filling in for Sylvia this week. Feel better soon, Cy.
Well, hey there. You must be Elijah.
Hey, yes, that's me. Sorry, who are you exactly?
Name's Fran. Fran Ruhal. Sheriff Ruhal to most folks in town.
Oh, hey, it's nice to meet you. What do I owe the pleasure? Is there some sort of ordinance against moving in on a Sunday, or...
No, this ain't any kind of visit like that. Was friends with your folks, actually. A damn shame what happened to them. Damn shame. So I thought I'd come offer my condolences, see if you needed anything.
Oh. No, I'm okay. Thank you, though. The thought is appreciated. I just have a few more boxes to move in and I'm all set.
Well, hon, if you need anything at all, don't be a stranger. I'm always at the GL house, of course, and if I'm not around, you can find Deputy Cox.
That's appreciated. Listen, sorry to cut this short, but I need to make sure I get everything in before dark, so I'll see you around.
All right. Have a good night, Elijah.
I wasn't lying. I did have a lot more boxes to get inside, and she didn't seem too hurt by me not wanting to have a conversation with her. I really wasn't interested in talking more about my dead parents. Hey! I'm still recording in here. Can you just cool it for a bit? Sorry about that. It was getting later in the afternoon, and that's when I heard it the first time. A scratching. Like some sort of animal in the walls? That was unsurprising. This house had been empty for nearly 3 months. I resolved to call an exterminator in the morning and headed out to get some supplies. Cow Creek is a fairly normal town at face value. It's a small town, though. Not as many options for groceries as LA. Admittedly, I'm a little spoiled when it comes to that, so you can imagine my hunt for groceries in this town was slim. They do have the small family-owned market called... I think it's Allison's Market. So I set out to stock up for the week. I really didn't want to be home for more condolences. Anyway, I set off down the road towards town. I'm sort of further out than most of the others. There isn't really much to see other than trees, grass, cows. And there's this one guy walking along the road. I see him every time I drive back to the main road, and just assume he's one of the local farmers or hunters by the layer he's dressed in. Well, I was distracted by this shaggy, nearly faceless man, which caused me to take my eyes off the road, and I rear-ended the truck in front of me. And that's when I met the Tullys.
Fuck!
Hey man, I'm so sorry, I didn't
mean- Where the hell did you learn to drive? Where's your insurance card?
Oh, yeah, it's right here. My name is
I don't give a shit who you are, you little fucking punk. You should watch where you're going. Stay here!
Huh? Ew. What the fuck is that? I couldn't really tell what that nastiness was in the back of the truck bed, but something in my gut told me it wasn't a good thing. Like, these people were not good people. Just too many red flags, you know? I mean, I could have guessed it by how terrible Phil was treating me. Anyway, I got out of my car and walked closer to the truck. About that time, this big gust of wind blew the tarp up. It looks like a bucket of blood.
Get the hell away from my truck, city boy! You've caused enough trouble today! Now you better hope your shitty insurance agency will be able to pay for all this, and you better fucking pray to God that my wife isn't hurt, or we're gonna have to meet again, and it won't be pretty.
Dude, it wasn't like I did this on... Ah, what an asshole! I got a few pictures of my car and made my way into town. The market was nearly empty, as it was almost time for them to close. I went in intending to make it a quick trip so I wouldn't anger anyone else that day.
Hello there! Did you find everything all right?
Yeah, thanks. Really nice store, actually. Found everything I need.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pride and joy. If you are staying in town for a while, we have a brunch special every Sunday after services.
Oh, services? I don't...
Not that you have to attend services to, you know, be a part of it. I'm sorry. I'm used to saying, you know, after services as a time marker. Really, I mean about, you know, around 10 or 11.
Gotcha. Well, I'll have to check it out sometime. There will be plenty of opportunities, actually, since I moved here.
Ooh, you must be the one that took the Crane House. I know my wife was talking about buying it. If you weren't keen on staying.
Oh, well, if I decide to move out, I'll keep her in mind.
Oh, good. She was actually the one who sold it to the people before
Parents, yeah, can we not go there? I really don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, yeah, of course. No pressure. But, yeah, she's the town's best realtor. And I think she sold the Crane House twice now. It's one of her favorites.
Oh, why is that?
There's a pond out there by the woods, and there are all these cranes that land there in spring. That's why they call it the Crane House.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Hey, on the subject of animals, who do I call about rodents in the walls?
Here, Jackson's the one who normally deals with that. He's out fishing today, so you won't be able to get a hold of him. But tomorrow, he should be available. He's pretty quick, too. Though, I'm surprised there are any. Normally, the house is good about keeping the critters out.
I think it's just been sitting empty long enough. Something finally got in. But, thank you. I'll give this guy a call tomorrow. Oh, and I'm Elijah, by the way.
Oh, Allison. It's nice to meet you. You take it easy now.
You too. I went home after that, and this is where I may lose some of you, but try to bear with me. I've been hallucinating since, well, forever. mostly just shadows, the occasional zombie, and auditory stuff. There's this one shadow that has been with me since I was in my late 20s, though. I suspect he's been in my life on and off since I was a kid, but I probably don't remember because I brushed it off as an imaginary friend. Even while medicated and in therapy, he has been persistent. I swear to you, though, I know what is in my head and what isn't. This shadow and the scratching in my walls are not hallucinations. I just know it. As I walked in with my groceries, I was greeted by this fucking interstellar Beetlejuice. He doesn't have a name yet.
Elijah! Welcome home! I just flew in and boy, my arms are tired! Ha!
Ah, just what I fucking need.
What? No love for my jokes? You know, Eli, I recall they used to make you laugh. Oh, now wait a minute! Wait a minute! Did the therapist tell you to stop talking to me again? Wonder how long it'll last this time? Oh, I know. I got some jokes here. None of them are plain jokes. Those would just go over your head. Ha! How about this one? Give a man a match and he keeps warm for the entire day. Set a man on fire and he keeps warm for the rest of his life.
What?
I have a fish that can break dance. Only for 20 seconds and only once.
It's not real. It's not real.
You're such a stiff. You've changed. This town has changed you. Those jokes were worth more than the Federal Reserve. Oh, donuts. And double chocolate frosted too. My favorite. Mind if I take a few, Eli? No? Thanks.
Hey, leave some for me. They're my favorites too. Can I just have something? Can you just not right now?
Oh, look at that. The man finally talks to his shadow. Oh, Eli, it's been so long since you talked to me. Well, for you it's been. Funny how time works, isn't it? Almost like it isn't linear and doesn't really matter. I wouldn't do that if I were you. This house is old and it was left alone for a while.
Yeah? Well, listen. It's my house now, and I'm never going to sleep if there's things running around in the walls. Maybe I can just... Oh, what the fuck?
I warned you, Elijah.
Things are not what they seem in Cow Creek.
What do you mean by... And he's gone. Of course he is. Elijah, come on. Pull it together. It's a hallucination. So was the knocking. Animals don't knock back. I tried to have a normal rest of the day after that. Made a nice dinner, watched some comedies on my laptop, tried to keep my mind off things until I decided to head to bed. The scratching continued, and I chalked it up to just animals and my mind playing tricks on me, trying to tell me it was someone in my walls. Which, yeah, there is a small space in the walls for piping and electrical, but I've seen inside those walls. They're not more than a few inches wide. I doubted any living person could get into that space, and to a degree I was right. I did call Jackson the next morning, and he was happy to come over and check it out. Anything?
Nope, not even a turd. You sure you hear scratching and not just the pipes?
Yeah, pretty sure I know the difference between the two.
Well, I can tell you now, whatever it is gone. No nest, no droppings, no signs of anything living here. But you. It was a cold night, though. I don't wonder if some critter wandered in looking for a warm place for the night.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. I don't really have much experience with this kind of thing. Huh, Goldie?
Oh, hell, that's just your heating coming on.
What?
Yeah, it does that. Makes all sorts of racket when it comes on. It's an older system. Go stand by the vent. You'll feel the hot air coming out.
Oh, man. Fuck. I really thought there was something in there. Sorry for making you come all this way for nothing.
Yeah, if you ain't used to how these old houses creak and moan, then it can get a bit spooky. Tell you what, you're new in town. I won't bill you for this. Weren't like I took anything out anyway.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, besides, you made it an easy day for me. I thought I was gonna have to wrangle some poor critter out of your wall. But now I get the rest of the day to go back to fishing. So, not to be rude, but you take care, Elijah.
You too. Just the heating. Of course it was. No one could be in the walls. It's fine. It's fine. It's gonna be fine. This isn't real. It's going to be fine. I hope it's going to be fine. Just calm down. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real! I didn't know where I was going, and honestly, I didn't care. I just needed to get away from the sounds. I drove around for a long time, just looking at the small town and its people. I didn't really stop anywhere, which was a mistake because I was starving by the time I got back. I sat there just looking at the house, thinking about if there was anyone I could call to talk about all of this. I mean, I had friends who understood, friends who would listen, but I didn't call them. Too proud for that, maybe. Instead, I went inside and found Discount Beetlejuice once again in my home. He had his head pressed to the wall like he was listening to something. I didn't care anymore about what my therapist told me to do. I was just going to tell this annoying poltergeist, or whatever the hell he was, to fuck right off. I was going to tell him to get lost and stop playing into the other hallucinations. I really was. And then the damn scratching started up again. What are you doing?
It's not me, Eli. It's the guy in your wall.
Fuck you. There is no one in the wall. No one can fit in the wall. Fuck off.
I think he's stuck.
Shut up. There is no one in there.
Eli, I really think...
Enough! I must admit, at this point I was losing my temper and felt like I was losing my grip on reality, too. I know I shouldn't have been interacting. I should have just ignored it. I should have just let it go. I didn't, though. I threw a lamp. It passed right through the shadow and hit the wall, actually making a hole as the drywall crumbled around it. The glass from the lamp flew all over the place, and I was left alone in this dimly lit room. I felt alone in that moment, like somehow my shadow was permanently gone, shattered with the lamp. The scratching had stopped completely, and I waited a few more seconds, wanting to make sure it had stopped for now. I would be mad at myself later, be upset for the damage I caused. But in that moment, though, I just wanted silence. I wanted to ground myself. Breaking shit isn't the ideal, but I can't really go back and change that now, can I? So, I got to work sweeping up the glass into a pile just under the hole. This was stupid. I already knew what was causing the sounds. I already knew, and my mind was just magnifying an irrational fear. At least, that's what I wanted to believe, with all my heart and soul. Shit, I might have attended services at that point if it were the truth. But just as I settled into silly, rationalized comfort, I felt some of the drywall fall onto my head, and looked up from where I was using the hand broom to clean up the rest of the mess. And boy, do I wish I hadn't. I wish I could just erase this from my fucking mind. Because as I looked up, I saw a pair of hands coming out of the wall.